love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hiya. It's nearly 4:45, and it's day 3 of Best Guest Week on this show. So far, we've had Sarah Beanie of Property Ladder. We've had Peter, the voiceover bloke off Everything You Watch, everything, and I mean everything, on TV. And Laura has booked today's guests, even though she's not here herself, because she's on a first aid course at the moment, which takes 4 days, apparently.
Intensive.
Also, loads of people on 81199 saying, don't take the mick out of first aid courses. They're actually quite stressful, and they can last up to 2 weeks, so... Sorry to all you first aiders out there.
So the fact that she's in on one for 2 weeks means she'll only come back with a bit of first aid knowledge.
Yeah. Okay, today's guests are from the Circus of Horrors, which is in no way like a normal circus. Now, you see what Laura's done here? Mm-hmm. She's gone to the same place as where Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf came from
last time. Who won the last one?
He won Best Guest last time. So she's gone back to the source there, isn't she?
Yeah, she has.
She's a sneaky one.
Quite clever, that, for her.
Please welcome today's guest, if you could tell us who you are and what you do. Thank you.
All right, Scott. I'm Gary Stretch from the Circus of Horrors, and I'm the man with the world's stretchiest skin. Do you want to have a look?
In a minute. And who are you, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Hannibal, and I'm the sword swallower and a self-made freak from the Circus of Horrors.
So you stretch your skin a lot.
That's right.
And you...
Swallow swords.
Oh, my God. Right, okay. Are we going to get to see this in a minute?
Yes, if you like. No,
can you warn us, please?
There we go.
No, not yet. No, not yet. I want to get... We're going to try and get a camera on this, so it is a little bit visual, yes. Laura, if you're listening.
Incredibly visual. Always got his sword out.
Oh, God. Someone needs to tell Laura at some point that we do a radio show. Yeah. But that's fine, because we can get it videoed, and we'll put it online somewhere. It's all good. Now, we've been talking about good ways to meet girls, right? I mean, do you find that what you do is a good chat-up line for the ladies?
Well, getting my sword out sometimes works, but not most of the time.
That's a sword joke there. Good. Tick. And how about you?
Yeah, I'm always out on the pull.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what do the ladies say? What do they say?
They're always fascinated.
Is that your first thing you do as soon as you meet them? Hi there, my darling. Look at my stretchy skin.
And give them a pull, yeah.
Is it? Okay. Do you get groupies and stuff?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
there's some strange ones out there.
So you're going wrong there, aren't you?
What?
Well, maybe if you had stretchy skin, you'd have more luck with the ladies. Mm.
And you're doing a big tour at the moment at the Circus of Horrors.
That's right. We're currently at the Hackney Empire,
right?
For the next two nights
in London.
And Friday and Saturday night we're in Croydon.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Is Captain Dan with you?
He is. Yep. Captain Dan's with us, and Henry the Hoover.
Mm. Yep. And he says hello.
Peter,
like Dr. Hayes.
Can I ask? I know you obviously work together. Do you all hang out together as well?
We socialise together, you know, when we're on tour, we're 24 hours on each side. In each other's pockets, so you know, can't get away from each other. But you know, it's a family atmosphere.
Yeah,
good bunch of people.
See, I would love to come to that pub sometime with you guys. I actually would.
You're welcome.
You
know,
There's another thing. Why don't you come over and audition for the Circus of Horrors, and then we go to the pub. You can try all the different things, sit in a bottle, swallow swords, do some whip cracking, and pub afterwards.
Great idea.
I think your listeners would love that.
I think they would.
Do you know what? I'm all right at the moment, but thank you very much. You know, I'm a busy boy at the moment, but I would. You know, I'll.
Add that on the list of things to do.
When I get a free night, then absolutely I'll be up for that.
What are you doing the rest of this week?
I'm very busy.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Hmm?
What are you doing tomorrow night?
I've got plans.
What?
My diary's in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shall I look at it?
No, don't. I've only just bought it, so it's empty. But I know in my head, I only bought it like last week,
right.
But I know in my head that I have got something on tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right, just leave it.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so, right, we're filming this now. You're going to have to, if you're in your car at the moment, you're going to have to judge by our reactions what's going on, because obviously it's a radio show. Okay, can we start with you, Mr. Stretchy Skin Man?
Okay, then.
Oh, God, right, okay. There's the camera there, right there, okay? We'll put this up online for you.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's stretching his neck. Oh, my God, he's stretching his neck beyond belief. No, I've not seen anything like that.
There you go. Want to leave you speechless?
Oh, no.
Oh no, he's actually putting his neck. No, he's putting his neck around his mouth! No! God! No! How do you do that? What?
Oh my god. Right, so you get your neck and you like put it up over your mouth so it's kind of just under your nose.
That's right.
And then you go with your mouth through the skin of your neck.
Like a surgeon's mask.
When did you discover you could do that?
I've been stretching since I was a small boy, probably 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
And, always intriguing people and entertaining them.
Is it just your neck that you stretch?
No, it's all over the body.
Okay, are we allowed to see that?
Everywhere. Yeah, do you want to see some more?
I'd like that, yeah.
There we go.
Could we find out where you're going to stretch?
Okay, he's taking his hoodie off now. Okay, good.
I'm only going topless.
He's going topless. Okay, he's got his...
Do you have to stretch every day to keep it stretchy?
No, not at all. It's a natural talent. It's actually a lack of collagen in the skin, which enables me to pull it out so far.
Okay, so he's got his shirt off now, and he's holding his nips. Oh my god, you're joking me.
You are kidding me.
Oh my god, that you can't be serious. Right, he's...
Would you like to have a pull yourself?
No, I'm fine.
Come and get a feel of it.
I'm absolutely fine.
There we go, one on the belly.
Right, he's pulling his... Oh my god!
I can actually fit 3 pints of beer on there.
It's like a table. Like, just under your nips, you're pulling out your stomach, but it's elastic. It's like... You can fit 3 pints on there, right?
Yep, no problem.
That is good for a big round.
That is good. You know what it's like? You've never got enough hands, have you? That's really good.
Oh my god.
But scary. Can I just touch it?
Yeah, no problem.
Is it everywhere? Oh my god, even his arm's stretchy!
Are you gonna have a stretch? Oh god.
Okay. Right, okay, we're with some people from the Circus of Horrors. Are you all right, Chappers?
Yeah.
Do you want, go and have a go?
No, I don't really want to have a pull.
It's fine. It's like the first time you stroke a snake. It's absolutely fine. There's nothing to be worried about at all.
Has that happened a lot to you?
Well, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Okay, great. Stretchy skin and sword swallowing. Perfect for radio. That's right. Laura, who works on the show, has booked 2 pretty visual circus acts for today's show from the Circus of Horrors. But thank you very much for coming in. And we are videoing this at the moment, which will make a pretty gross video up online at some point.
Camera work might be a bit shaky.
That poor girl. I'm really sorry. The lady that's filming, the nice lady who just came down, no one told her what she was supposed to be filming at all. Before you know it, she's got a man stretching her stomach in her face. Right, okay. You played stuff like Global Gathering, you do, and someone's seen you at Leeds as well.
That's right, yeah, I do several festivals throughout the summer.
Yeah. That's weird, because probably lots of people that had a little bit to drink coming up to you going, oh my god. It must really, really freak them out at a festival. It
certainly does.
Also, a lot of listeners want to know, and one person says that you can. Can you stretch everywhere? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely everywhere.
You can.
Uh-huh.
You'll see that, Travis?
No, I'm fine for that. I've got the... I'm trying not to have the image, but I kind of...
Just pull it, do you?
You want to talk about this at tea time?
Not really. I don't want to go... That's what happens, though. It's like the other parts of your body.
Email my wife.
Right, okay. Okay, are we ready to see the other trick,
There's
Chopper?
An offer.
We already see the trick?
Yes, okay. I think so.
Keep listening to Radio 1, where you can't see this at all, but you will be able to order video soon, and you can hear our reactions. Right, are you ready with the swords?
Yes.
Okay, I'm scared.
Ready with the swords?
I don't like it.
Are we insured if this goes wrong?
We need to get out of the way.
No, I just need to kneel down so I can...
Oh, God.
The ceiling's not high enough.
Oh, no. Okay, so explain what he's doing, Chappers.
He's got the sword. He's just running the edge of the sword, which I'd imagine is quite sharp, across
his tongue.
Across his tongue.
Ow!
Oh, right.
Stop doing that!
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my, he's got a big cut in his... like a big V.
Did you cut your tongue on a sword?
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
Come on.
No, it was done with a laser.
Right, so you've made your tongue kind of two in one.
Yeah.
Right, so you've got it.
Oh!
So, like, in the groove of his tongue, he can run the sword right down it, which... It's making me feel a little bit...
It's very hard to commentate whilst feeling sick. Oh, the sword's in his mouth.
It's got his mouth now. It's going down.
It's half
Oh my god!
That sword has gone down, what, 6 inches from the handle into him?
Oh no.
Here we go.
Right. Like, your eyes are watering a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah. I think they would.
Where does it go?
All the way down to the stomach.
Okay, how do you not really hurt yourself? Like, how does that... I'm intrigued as to how you do
that. Well, you can really hurt yourself.
I bet you can, yeah.
Which I did last year.
Okay, what did you do last year?
Perforated my esophagus.
Oh, oh God.
So what, so it
as you can tell, like, nothing we do is with a safety net or anything like that. What you see is what you get, and it's all real.
Can I ask, sure, why do you do this?
Well, who else would do it then?
Well, that's true. There would be a gap in the market.
There would be a gap in the market. You filled it.
Exactly. There's not many people who do that, so.
Because the sword has, like, a sharp tip on it, has it ever come out of your stomach with food on the end of it?
Actually, it has, yeah.
You asked?
Yeah, well, chocolate chip cookies.
Really? Oh,
no. Yeah, sugar is sticky, so no more chocolate chip cookies before showtime.
Right. So you don't eat before showtime?
No, no.
So it comes out like a sort of half-digested kebab?
Not digested, but you can see little crumbs of cookies.
Hello, if you're eating your tea at the moment, this is Radio 1.
That's
good. Right. Any more questions, Chopper?
No, should we let them go? That's me finished.
Right, well, guys...
I could do with a strong cup of tea.
Thank you very much for coming in today. We're going to get that video up when we can at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And the Circus Horrors is touring all around the UK at the moment. Are you on tonight?
Yes, we're at Hackney tonight and tomorrow night.
Right, okay.
Croydon Friday and Saturday.
And how many times during the act do you do that thing with the sword?
That sword once, but there's a lot of other things I do.
What else?
Right. What happened?
Oh my God!
Oh no! No, 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 no!
You have to explain what he's just done there.
Right, he's got his, like, little finger from one of his hands, and he's put it through both nostrils, and it's come out the other side. Oh my God!
Why did I ask that question?
No. What are you doing now with that little sword? Oh no, it's a spoon. He's putting a spoon into his nostril, and it's just the end of the spoon that is now coming out of his nose. Right, I've got to...
I don't want that cup of tea anymore.
I need to go now. Here's some music.
Tomorrow from 6:30, wake up to Chris Moyle.